Blog Talk Radio. Take the hands apart now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill me.
Let your all-consuming fire,
purify our hearts.
Surround us in this place.
Surround us in this place.
Breathe new life.
Ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain.
Say rain on us. Somebody needs him to breathe. Oh, shower down. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. Oh, rain.
tonight.
Thank you.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Till the heavens are open.
For Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say to take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the
when the you, most heavenly Father. It is in Jesus' name that we come, Father God, on this afternoon with a grateful heart. It is in Jesus' name, Father God, that we come to render praises unto you. It is in Jesus' name, Father God, and we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving. We come to say thank you that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, and to give your name the praise. Father God, as we come right now, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission, every sin of commission. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sin upon confession unto you in spirit and in truth, that when we confess and forsake our sins, Father God, you are there to reclaim us, redeem us, Father God, and bless us even the more. And so, Father God, we come, Father God. And as we come, Father God, we pray for your people all around the world, and every country, and every village, and every state, and every city, and every country. And Father God, in the wilderness, in the penthouse, in the White House, oh, Father God, in every house, the drug house, the whore house, oh, Father God, everywhere, Father God, people who have been called by your name. And Father God, we thank you for the ones who have already answered and the ones who are on their way. And we pray that the ones who are on their way will make their decision today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for where we've come from. We thank you for where we are. And we definitely thank you for where we are going in you. And we bless you even right now. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. If it was not for you on our side, Lord, we do not know where we would be. But we thank you, Father God, that it's in you we move, we live, and we have our being. And we bless you forever, forever, and forevermore. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we surrender, Father God, this service unto you as we have already surrendered our lives unto you. Everything you have given unto us, we give back to you for your blessings on it. Father, for you know best, and we trust the process, Father, even right now. So, Father God, we pray, hallelujah, that the words of our mouth, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our services on today here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Pastor, a doctor, Alfreda, amen. I bring you greetings from the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah, in Pennsylvania. Amen. When we celebrate Jesus on a daily basis, amen. When we meet on this same platform right here, 7 days a week, hallelujah, make no mistake of Jacob. And we come in truth, we come in power, we come in love, we come in humility, yet we come because he has called us to come. And we thank God for the will to come. We thank God for his anointing, hallelujah, his appointment, amen, his blessings upon us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So if this is your first time chiming in with us, we pray it will not be your last time chiming in with us. Amen. We ask that you would just have a seat And let us enjoy Jesus together. Amen. As we, amen, hear the word of the Lord. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen and amen. All right, let us begin. Amen. I would like to turn your attention, amen, this morning to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3. And I want to read in your hearing, starting at verse number 1. Amen and amen. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning, amen, on a subject, a long-awaited season. A long-awaited season. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven, saith the Lord. Beloved, we think about how seasons come and how seasons go. We think all back on our childhood, oh, the good days, amen, going to school and starting in preschool. Some of us started in preschool, and then that season came, and that season came to a conclusion. We graduated to elementary school, and then that season closed as we went to junior high school, on to high school, trade school, and college. Amen. How those seasons were exciting for some of us, fearful for some of us, but we made it through the seasons. The seasons had a beginning and the seasons had an end. Afterwards, some of us have engaged in holy matrimony, wedding, amen, the dating seasons, amen, even before that, and then, you know, choosing a spouse. And then that was exciting, amen. Maybe a little nervous for some of us in the beginning, but that season came and that season closed when we chose to make wedding vows, for better or for worse, for richer or for poor, amen. And so we thank God, and we know that is a very, very exciting season. Amen. Marriage, everybody loves weddings. Amen. It's just so beautiful. Just love in the air, love everywhere. Some of us have gone on to have children and those precious babies. And we think about those precious seasons, especially the seasons, amen, when we were in the process of making them babies. Oh, yeah, we think about the joy that that brought us, a smile on our face. And then we conceived the children, and then that was 9 months of carrying the child, and that was a special season to have life in you. Then we think about the delivery process. That was another season all in itself, and we all that have bare children have a story to tell about those childbearing experiences. And then we had the season after the child was born, bringing home the babies, you know, nurturing the babies and cooing and loving on them and kissing on them and washing the babies, feeding the babies, and watching the babies grow. And so, beloved, amen, we reminisce on all these special reflections, and it was a very, very happy season for most of us. But it was a season indeed, the season of motherhood. And the season of fatherhood, which once you give birth to them babies, you're going to always be a mama and you're going to always be a daddy. And then we even graduate from being from motherhood and fatherhood to grandmother stage and great grandmother and grandfather stage and great grandfather. Oh, the seasons as we reminisce Amen. Thanking God for the memory of these seasons that came and went, but the seasons keep on coming. Glory be to God. Some of us, our very first job. Oh, Gloria. I remember my very first job. I was just as nervous as I can be working. Yes, yes, yes. And so we all remember, you might not remember every job, but most of us can definitely remember that first job. Amen. That season that came. Matter of fact, some of us might be blessed that we might still be with our first job. Maybe we've never had another job because we loved it so much and we just made a career out of it. And if that's you, we know that you are definitely, amen, an unusual person, an unusual situation, because most people move from the first job to the second job to the third job to the fourth job, and some of them are still moving, amen, in those seasons of opportunities, okay, seasons that come and seasons that go. And then we have some of us that start our businesses, glory be to God, and that's very, very exciting to launch a business, to launch a project, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's a home-based business, and that's exciting. And sometimes those seasons just move from one greater season to another greater season, and sometimes the seasons close. Glory be to God. In the midst of all that, beloved, we have our dry seasons. Sometimes, you know, seasons become a little dry. You know, sometimes those dry seasons are even a little extended, and certain seasons, beloved, we have great, great, great challenges. Glory be to God, that bring great pain. Amen. We have illnesses that we have to deal with, sicknesses, amen, that we deal with. Sometimes we're battling the spirit of fear and turmoil, anxiety. Sometimes we have seasons of struggle. Glory be to God, where, you know, it's not coming easy at all. Seasons of lack, okay? Seasons where we're in and out, seasons where we're up and we're down. And so, beloved, life is full of seasons. And the Bible tells us that to everything there is a season. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43, number 19, amen, the Lord says, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Here, beloved, we see God's hands of mercy, God's hand of grace, God's hands of favor as he changes the seasons in our lives, especially if it's a bad season, especially if it's a struggling, especially if it's unpleasurable season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, amen, is the one, amen, who turns those seasons around. Genesis 8 and 22 says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. So, beloved, we see here, glory be to God, that there is a harvest season. We have seasons, amen, when it seems like all we're doing is giving, 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 giving. But I come to tell you, amen, hallelujah, that there is also, amen, a season where we seem like we give more than what we receive. But, beloved, when you keep giving, then there's a season where you receive more than what you give. Amen. Seasons. There's a crying season. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible tells us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Glory be to God. There's also a season of laughter. We see with Sarah, glory be to God, in Genesis 21 and 6. Hallelujah. When she declared that God have made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Sarah was laughing. God had answered her prayer. God had given her delight. God had given her her joy. Amen. And fulfilling his promise. Amen. Glory be to God by granting her her son through a barren womb, Isaac. Amen. Yes, indeed. It was a season of laughter, beloved. And we see as we pounce from season to season, as we grow, amen, from season to season, Glory be to God that each season, amen, has, amen, its training period. Each season, amen, beloved, it should be a season of growth. We see growth. We see learning. We see maturity. Amen. We see change taking place from season to season. We are not the same person in every season. No, we are different people. Amen. Every season, amen, hallelujah, brings, hallelujah, different situations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. At one stage, we experience one thing, and through growth and development, we experience something else. And this is why 1 Peter 2:2 tells us, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious. Amen. We see, beloved, amen, that each season, amen, brings its growth, brings its challenges. Amen. Glory be to God. 365 days every year, beloved. We are in seasons, hallelujah, growing, maturing, amen, developing, becoming wiser, becoming, hopefully becoming wiser, becoming smarter. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, growing into our full maturity. But beloved, hallelujah, the seasons, amen, don't stop there. Amen, glory be to God. When we read, amen, hallelujah, in the book, hallelujah, of Hebrews, amen, glory be to God, chapter number 9, amen, and verse number 27, it says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that, to face the judgment. Amen. Beloved, it is appointed unto man once to die. So you see, beloved, amen, our seasons do not end. Amen. Glory be to God. When we take that last breath, our season does not end. Seasons do not end. Glory be to God. But our seasons continue. Amen. Because here we see that there is an eternal judgment season. There's a season to enter into eternity. There's a season to enter into judgment. And so, beloved, when we look back from the beginning, from the time, amen, that we was conceived in our mother's womb and brought into this world, amen, and that special season, a season when we was very vulnerable, didn't know nothing, did glory be to God, hallelujah, just little babies, precious babies, up to the season where we take our last breath. Amen. Some of us have experienced a few change of seasons. Some of us have experienced many change of seasons. But the question now remains the same for all of us. Now what? Now what? Beloved, you did not choose your beginning season. You did not choose your mother. You did not choose your father. You did not choose the day you was born, the place you was born, if you were male or female. None of that was yours. Amen. That was a season that you had no control over. But beloved, amen, you didn't choose the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. But the choice is yours to choose how you're going to end. Beloved, it's not how you begin, it's how you end, and the choice is yours. And so now here we are at the eternal judgment season. Amen. This is the final season. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The final season when we stand before God. Amen. Hallelujah. And he tells us, amen, hallelujah, that, amen, we're going to have to give an account. Oh, glory be to God, to God, hallelujah, for the life. We're going to have to give account to God for our seasons. Glory be to God and what we have done with them. And so, beloved, this is why we read in Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did not we prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Glory be to God. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Beloved, The bottom line is this. The scriptures tell us, amen, that it's only what we do, amen, for Christ, amen, that is going to last. Glory be to God. Only glory be to God. It also tells us, amen, in the book of Mark, amen, chapter number 8. Amen. Glory be to God. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul, beloved? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. As we pounce, amen, from season to season, amen, from the beginning to end, and when we finally reach that eternal, amen, judgment season, that final season, what will your eternal season look like? What will it look like, beloved? What will it be like? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's something for you to think about today, for you to prepare for today, something for you to examine yourself today. Amen. What would you like for that season, amen, to look like? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. All of this, amen, all of this thing called life here on planet Earth, all of this to get to that long-awaited season, a season that most people don't think about, most people don't prepare for, amen. They just wait until they have no control over it. Glory be to God. Beloved, seasons come and seasons go. Amen. Seasons, amen, begin. And seasons have come to an end. And beloved, as we are preparing, amen, for seasons, amen, the seasons of graduation, the seasons of marriage, the seasons of new homes and new opportunities and new locations and seasons of graduation and seasons of birthdays and seasons, beloved, glory be to God, let us not forget, amen, that final season. Let us not forget our preparation. Glory be to God that when we stand, amen, before him, and you best believe, beloved, each and every person is going to stand before God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, in that season, amen, you definitely want to hear the words of the Lord coming out of Matthew chapter number 25. And verse number 21, amen. And it says, and his Lord said unto him, well done, well done, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Is that your desire today? Is that your desire, beloved? Amen. Hallelujah. That long-awaited season, that when we see Jesus, amen, amen, and amen, the man who died for me, the man who suffered for me, when I see Jesus, are you preparing for that season, beloved? Because guess what? If you're preparing or not, it's going to come. Some seasons come if you're prepared or not. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Death comes if you're prepared or not. Glory be to God. And when we stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, ready or not, you have to give an answer. Amen. For how you lived on earth. You have to give an answer to your choices in life. Glory be to God. And that number one choice is, have you decided to make Jesus your choice? Amen. We want to encourage you today. Amen. We want to encourage you today. If you have never, ever received Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, amen, we want to encourage you to stop right where you are. Don't wait until next Sunday. Don't wait until later on this afternoon. Don't wait until make a decision, something you're going to do after your birthday or after this or after this season or after that season. Because the truth of the matter is, we don't know when our last season is on planet Earth. We know that right now over here on the East Coast, we're in fall preparing for winter, beloved. Amen. But we don't know when our next season is going to change in the spirit. You don't know, amen, when the death angel is going to come in and have permission to take you away. You don't know when that season is going to change. Don't wait until the changing of the seasons, because you might not have time to get ready. You want to be ready. Amen. When he comes. Amen. So will you open up your heart right now? Amen. And just invite Jesus in. Just invite Jesus in. Repeat after me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to help you to change the seasons of your life. Amen. Through a simple confession. Amen. In spirit and in truth. Father, I'm a sinner. And I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins. I open up my heart. And I invite Jesus. Come in. And be my Lord and my Savior, as you forgive me for all of my sins. Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you, Father, for having grace and mercies on me. Thank you that I did not die prior to this moment. Now, Father, I ask that you would help me to live for you all the balance of the days of my life and follow you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And my name is confirmed in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And if you just said that, beloved, hallelujah, guess what? God heard you. Oh, you best believe God heard you. I don't care what your past was prior to. Amen. It's not that season that the Lord's going to look at. It's a season that you're in now and that which is ahead of you. Amen. You are saved and the angels are rejoicing. Amen. And we are rejoicing too here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We ask that you would reach out to us. Amen. Glory be to God. And give us your testimony. Amen. Let us know. Amen. That you heard us here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. You can visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Glory be to God. Reach out to us. Amen. We're waiting. Amen. To hear from you. Not only, beloved, do we have this platform, we want you to know that we meet 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time on social media at the morning altar. Amen. Come on and start your day in prayer with us. Then we are back here on this same platform, 6 o'clock every morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Eastern Time. Amen. You can come and have a spiritual breakfast for champions. We meet here every morning, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Amen. And then we are back here on Sundays. Amen. At 12. Amen. Glory be to God. Then we're back on social media, 9 p.m. Amen. On Sundays. Amen. We also have a streaming TV. You can watch us. Amen. On YouTube, on Google TV, Apple TV, Roku TV, any type of TV that you have. Amen. You can find us. The Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. As we come to lift up Jesus higher and higher. So please do not be a stranger to us. Amen. Please continue to come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we bless you. Amen. And hallelujah. We ask that you would, amen, consider, amen, sowing into the word, amen, of God that is going forth in this ministry every day as we serve for the last 12 years. Amen. Faithful to the call. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. And when you sow into the word, though God's word promises back to you a plentiful harvest, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. So you can go straight to our website and hit the donate button there at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. It also has our mailing address, post office box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And our Cash App address is $ Life Word Jesus. And we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, your support. We want to hear from you so we can pray for you. Amen. And be a blessing. Amen. In your life. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That concludes our services for today. Amen. We want to thank God for the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And now we pray that you have enjoyed the services and that you will continue to come back and come back and come back. Amen. Because you will always find us here as the Lord gives us strength. Amen. Hallelujah. We have said yes to his call. Amen. We have said yes. Amen. And a faithful woman, hallelujah, and a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Why? Because it's only what we do for Christ that is going to last. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We bless you, Father God, and your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you for our listening audience on today. Father God, if there be a need in their lives, Father God, we ask that you would send your word, meet the need, send your word, Father God, and heal, Father God, and Father God, recover. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today by faith. Father God, we ask that you would just shelter them, bless them, and show them the way that they should go, Father. Hallelujah. They have made a commitment to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. And we bless your name, Father. Thank you that we had a desire even to come, Father God. Hallelujah. And to serve, Father God, in this internet arena. Oh, Father God, where we can't see the faces, but Father God, you see the ears and you see the hearts of those who are listening. And Father God, faith cometh not by seeing, oh, Father God, although it's good to see us sometimes, but that's not how faith comes. Faith cometh by hearing. So we don't need eyeballs, hallelujah, as much as we need ears. And so we say thank you and we bless you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the power of God. We seal it by the blood, the word, and the spirit. Glory be, blessed the offerings today. Father God, those who are sowing, Father God, via our website or Cash App, or maybe they're going to put the check in the mail or however they're going to do it. Father, you already know what they're going to do before they do it. And so, Father God, we pray right now that you will bless them, Father God, for their generous giving and obedience to what you have told them to give, Father God. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen. Glory. Please come back to visit with us again as we meet on this platform 7 days a week for the last 12 years. Amen. Let us rejoice in our long-awaited season. Amen. The season that's coming to all of us, ready or not, but we're going to be ready. Amen. We're going to be ready. Amen. When he comes. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you do for the balance of the day, and make sure that you have Jesus on your mind. Amen. And God help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Amen. Amen. And amen again.
And it's a new day. Praise anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. land is transferable. My children's children shall be free. It's a new Jesus. In victory, it's still available to you right now. Just take this thing. It's a new season. You're in the new season. Yay! The new millennium presents a new horizon and no greater time for us to make a choice and take a stand. All that we need is resting in.